So yeah, how does the Great Gatsby relate to me? Because that took place right where we lived in City Island. That's where the Great Gatsby is set.
That's right. That's right. Now the mafioso that you live next door to is the the heavy, the mountain, the heavy that's fixing to hold everybody hostage for Vigorish. Mm-hmm.
No, you said the heavy, the mountain. I don't know what you mean by that. That that guy, forget his nickname. What was he trying to hijack? Was he trying to?
He did.
You
talking about pussy? You talking about
pussy? The pussy knew who we were.
Yeah. Of course.
Because the mafia knew stuff, right? They knew about the mountain and this and that. And they said, "There's this Bob guy is coming to City Island. And we got to keep him. If he's a fucking wild guy, we can't control him." So Pussy, that's a good one. Pussy was part of the Crown Inc. or something. You know what I mean? He was working for Crown Inc. And so what did you just say he did? What did he do while we were there?
Tried desperately to force Vigorish, everybody to pay Vigorish dues, money, payola.
Who would he be targeting for that? The Mountain or Xi Jinping? Or who was he trying to get us? He didn't ever talk to us, but who was he trying to get the money from?
No. He represented the mountain as the mountain is fixing to set down on everybody. And they got to pay or they can't do business.
Pussy represented the mountain?
Yeah. The mafioso.
Right. In what way is he representing that? Does he work for the mountain? He doesn't run the mountain.
The mafia runs business in New York, whatever, wherever they are. Okay.
The Don
runs it. Okay. So whoever's in charge of the mountain would be the Don. So if they're gonna charge, you're gonna pay, or you're not gonna do business, or your trucks aren't gonna get any deliveries. So we're gonna shut you down. Blah blah blah. That's what the mountain's about to do.
Oh, the mountain is like the biggest, the most successful mafia. What you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're fixing to put the screws to the Don.
The Don in New York, Don Trump or Biden, the Don of the Crown Inc.
Just say Don. That's enough.
Yeah, they're gonna put the screws to Don. But what was Pussy doing? And we were there in 2000 to 2008. He represented. Mm-hmm. He knew that he had to pay the mountain, so people had to give him money.
Mm-hmm.
So. Who was he trying to get money from associated with us?
Everybody. Everybody on City Island. Or he didn't take off your trash. You had the same trouble, eh?
So what were we to him? We were some mystery element?
You were a threat.
But
no matter how many times he didn't take your trash off, you didn't care. It was okay. It was like, oh, no problem.
He didn't care. He took my trash because he didn't care.
No, he didn't take your trash, and you didn't care.
Yeah, that's what he thought he'd get me by that, right?
And, right.
Well, he did take the trash. He'd fling the barrels about, so I didn't mind having a little exercise and gathering up the barrels and putting them back in the right place.
Yeah, but nobody else would do that.
Yeah, well, I'm a nice guy, you know. You have a problem putting them back?
Yeah,
okay.
Bob, the problem with nice guys is you shouldn't have to tell everybody how nice the guy is. They should know.
I have to tell everybody. It's not fucking true.
Okay.
For juxtaposition, we end up at City Island, and then I find out this time that's the area that the Great Gatsby novel took place. And the reason I found out about this is that they made a documentary. They discovered, we thought that the Great Gatsby story happens in Great Neck, Long Island. It turns out, no, it happened at Westport along the coast, just above New Rochelle and that. And he says that place is where he was when they first left New York, when he met Ella, whatever her name is. And they spent 5 months there. But they lived beside a rich guy. And the town in Westport celebrates another rich guy who gave libraries and all this stuff. But the other rich guy named Lewis, they don't talk about, there's no memory of him, because he turned out to be a shady character or something. I mean, he was too mysterious.
Right. And he was so that's ill why, repute. He was ill repute.
Right. So the town doesn't talk about him. So nobody knew about him. But this girl grew up in Westport and then became a professor and then put two and two together and said, wait a minute. I recognize descriptions of Westport in the novel. It's not Great Neck, Long Island. So she finds out this guy, Lewis. And so then she unravels the whole story. So it interested me in this. And so I watched the documentary and I realized that's just right near City Island. So I got the maps out and City Island's right opposite Great Neck, where he was after the 5 months in Westport. He went there for 2 or 3 years, but he never made it there. It just didn't work for him. He was writing his books, and they say he doesn't use any of it in his novels, even though they thought he used it. But they didn't. Mm-hmm. He didn't care. He didn't like the place. But he always remembered Westport. That was a nice scene. So I look where Westport is. It's up way up north of New Rochelle. It's about an hour's drive from us. And then you got Great Neck opposite. So you make a triangle. Does that mean anything to make a triangle from Westport to City Island to Great Neck? Is that mapping out something?
The way of the triune God.
Ah, that's what I'm working out.
Gadsby. I guess we should let you ask the question now.
It's a small town local metaphor. He is the Crown Inc. He's the mystery guy with all his money, and he has all these parties, and nobody knows where he gets his money from, like the Crown Inc. And then he, as usual, Hollywood and the NRME make movies to show the Bob and Connie story, and they show how we fuck it up. They're always doing a bad PR on us. So it's what we didn't do. What he did,
So what he has nothing. He has nothing. Yeah. And you're like, so what? So what? I've made millions with nothing. I've made millions with nothing all my life. I've worked really hard all my – I've worked really hard all my life for what I have. Like, oh, my God. That's good, Bob. That's nice.
As usual, everything that we do is relevant. In retrospect, once we meet the aliens and that's done, then everything falls into place in retrospect. Oh, that explains what Bob did. But – so going to City Island, we're at the Great Gatsby. Is such an amazing story in Professor World. They teach this book. It's the American Dream. He was the first pop star after World War One, the radio movie era, and he's a young guy, like a young rock star, and it went to his head, or he just couldn't handle it. So that whole materialistic metaphor of the Great Gatsby story is the antimatter of the Bob's and Carolyn's matter world. You know what I mean? It's the antimatter.
He was the Kennedy version. He was the Kennedy version of a Vanderbilt. He was the Kennedy version of the Vanderbilt. Like, he was all that in a bag of chips. But he was nigh of nothing. But if he's a Vanderbilt, he doesn't have to be anything. You're a Vanderbilt. You know, you're Mrs. Astor's grandson. You're fine. You don't have to have money. You're Mrs. Astor's grandson. You're good.
Well, what's a Kennedy? Don't know that word.
Kennedy, you know, the Joe Kennedy. Yeah.
So he was the Kennedy of the Vanderbilt world, the Joseph Kennedy. I see.
Yeah,
walking in
the door. Well, I'm a big deal. I'm a Kennedy. Well, yeah, we kill Kennedys. Yeah, they're killing Kennedys. Oh, okay. I don't want to be a kid. I'm rich, but I don't want to be a kid. I changed my mind.
Too late.
I don't want to be a kid anymore.
That's
right.
That's a good metaphor, because in the movie, the cynical guy, the asshole rich guy, says there's a lot of bootleggers making a lot of money. He's just another bootlegger guy. This is in the 20s. So the old rich was looking at these nouveau rich bootleggers. That's the Kennedy archetype. The Great Gatsby predicts the Kennedy family in a way.
The Scotch conundrum.
The drink Scotch or Scottish people?
No, the drink Scotch. The Kennedys still get money from every drop of Scotch that comes into the United States, even to this day.
Right, right. Yeah, I heard Brian I say it. Okay, so it's an archetypal story. It's the beginning of pulp culture of the 20th century. You know, instant that poor people who have nothing become billionaires, like the Beatles and all that, and they all get fucked over. So there's an archetype. So I see that, and I said, oh, so this is where we were. Now you've added a new dimension that pussy represented the mountain and the mafia that was right beside us, and he's part of his being knew who we were. And so there's the symbolism of City Island. They talk about America is the city on the hill. You know that cliche about America?
It's yeah.
The city on the hill. Well, that's City Island. And, you know, Washington, D.C. is mm-hmm. the island, one-third of the triune, which is like an island, mm-hmm. right? Those three things
agreed.
Are separate. Yeah. So it's a great metaphor, the Great Gatsby, and Stang thinks that I'm trying to be a Great Gatsby. I'm trying to become famous mm-hmm. and all that stuff. That was his complaint, as if he mm-hmm. wasn't doing it himself. So now me and Carolyn, the tragedy of Gatsby is that he's doing all this because he missed his first love. He blew it with her. And now I say with me and Carolyn, we got together and we stayed together. So that worked. We didn't go through all this tragedy that people went through in their normal love lives, you know. So that's
you just
where
enjoyed a you just enjoyed a 50-year acquaintance relationship.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. We'll see that, how's it going? I don't know. We can't judge yet.
Happy anniversary. No, happy anniversary. No, happy anniversary. I'm first.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I said it first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, no, really, that's what it's been. It's like, we'll see how it goes, okay? We'll still see it. Well, yeah. Shall we get married? I don't know. Let's just see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes. Let's see.
Yeah, we're so distracted with the real work.
Get back to me tomorrow. I got a lot of things going on.
A childhood girlfriend, they visited us once, and she asked me later that Saturday, we'll walk along, and I was by her with her alone. She says, Bob, why didn't you and Carol ever have children? And I don't remember what I said. I think I might have said, well, we had a lot of things to do. We had a lot of stuff to do. What the fuck was that? What, you mean Carol had to go to med school. Carol had to go to med school. You had to live off her. God, I don't know what to do.
I was a little distracted with the things that I wasn't reading.
I was a little distracted doing nothing. My father said I was really good at it, so I took his words and pretty truthful, so I specialized in doing nothing. And I'm still not sure how I'm doing. Get back to me on that. And then 30 years later, we find out. So, all right, so that the Great Gatsby is a I think it's like the final thing to realize in the Android meme media world before Ascension or before the alien contact. So that's why.
Agreed. And it's run out. And what's happened is all this time we've been so soft and easy and kumbaya and hope everybody's happy and all your dreams come true and an oarless boat and a leafless stream and everything's going good. And the Great Awakening, and what is it, the Jonathan Edwards?
Yeah, and then you sit all
in the hands of an angry God.
Run!
And then it got worse. Then it got worse. It was, don't run! You're fucked! Don't run! You're fucked!
Send your money to Bob. Pay your debts to Bob. Oh, you're a fuck, man. He'll make fun of your gravestone.
Just send the money to Elon Musk. He'll know what to do with it. It'll be all right. It's no problem. It's going to be fun. So, there's several turns of events that are about to occur that are going to be unraveled that you'll see. You're seeing all of it you want to see now. But you're just playing. You're spoofing. We know what you're doing. It's all right. You know. You look at
okay,
it. You're just playing with us to see what we'll say.
Okay. Here's the other part of what I need to do before I go to do the aliens. The other part of the Android meme is not the male. That's Great Gatsby. What's the female? It's the Marilyn Monroe story. The same tragedy.
Correct.
A fucking problem.
Well, it wasn't a tragedy. It was an outcome. It wasn't a tragedy. It was an Abigail Van Buren laid that out very clearly, Bob. Don't. This is the Dear Abby moment. If you don't have anything to engage, enjoy Behar doesn't have anything to complain about.
Right. So you got to engage something to, so that she can complain. So Marilyn was too sincere in some way. She was wanting to actually do something.
No. She was too strident in her position to be something. But she was she looked like she was thinking, happy birthday, Mr. President. She was so contrite in her confidence, but she was the most stridently,
worthy.
Introvert. She was an introvert. She didn't think she ever looked good enough. She thought she was ugly. She thought she was like an ogre, that she was hideous. And when she thought herself, and everybody talked about the body of Marilyn Monroe like a Coca-Cola bottle. It was just perfect, you know.
Yeah.
It was the shape of a Coca-Cola bottle. It was exactly what you'd want to be, just enough jiggle to hold on to your shake. But she would call herself as never appropriate. So what she did was she used that to embrace the weakest in the line between the Kennedys. And she used their weakness to engage her insecurity, and that's why she got herself in the mess that was her demise.
Right. So the weakest was Robert Kennedy.
We didn't say.
But she got involved with the weakest Kennedy phenomenon or something. You're saying
she did. She fucked both of the weakest Kennedys.
Right. Well, who were the strong Kennedys? The wives?
Rose was the strongest of all of them. And she got a lobotomy.
Because she was strong.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes Karen's coming in. That's nice. So, Marilyn. Right, so Marilyn is the compliment to the Gatsby story.
Correct.
It's
the antiphonal resound. The antiphonal resound, the Gatsby story, that gives it credence. Because someone said the Great Gatsby was a joke. It was fictitious. He just walked through the town pretending to be something and run the town and got a bunch of people's favor and then got thrown out on his ear on tarred and feathered complacency.
Right, that was Gatsby. Now, they cop out and they have her dying from a drug overdose she takes. But you say, no, she was murdered by the Kennedy brothers. And they did her in.
Well, the family, yes.
The family did her in. And that's
a
sad thing. Beg your pardon?
They had to.
They had to. Now, it was that security.
Hey, fuck with Ethel and see what happens to you, honey.
Right, and they can put on the fact that she was violating national security. She was revealing state secrets, him working with the mafia and all that.
No, she was, the reason she was murdered is because she was going to.
Yeah, she was going to.
Because she fucked both of the weakest Kennedys. That's how she got them.
Right, but she was going to blackmail them, or what's the point of going with
them? No. That's how she would validate her position. She was going to say, I'm important too. I have validity too. I'm important too. I might have something to say.
Right. So both well, Gatsby
Barry,
and
Barry Goldwater was listening. You can believe that.
So I spent this past week getting the metaphor, the last metaphor. You could say that, Gatsby is a fucked up Ofenhauer or Bob, and Marilyn's a fucked up Carolyn. You know what I mean? And they don't do a natural way of getting good luck and all that. So getting slack. Mm-hmm. So that's a good metaphor to realize. And then we have discussed the murder of her before, but I'm just reviewing it.
Yeah.
And you're saying, they did her in. And, okay, so she died. There still was a guff back then. Did she go into the guff?
Yeah. Then, but she's out now. She's out
she's
now.
Out.
She's turned out. Yeah. Oh,
she's
good.
Back.
When
she's
you get
back
a second,
here.
Yes. When you get a second, be sure and remind Carolyn what a good and faithful servant you were to make sure that you took a little postpartum break and let JW eat some food.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she was going to be very cross with you, and you don't like that, just so you know.
Hey, Carolyn, I just want to tell you that I've been talking to JW a couple hours, but I did give him a break. Ian said you'd get real mad if I didn't do a break. Well, he told me to tell you that I gave him a break. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See,
so,
we're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
You.
That's all you had to do. There's nothing else for you to fucking do. Turns out. Okay. So you're saying that she's out. She's back in the world. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's. Was she? Does she know about us yet? I mean, how ascended is she?
No. She's still tangled up in her own incredulity. Her own incredulity. You know, Bob. Come on,
I wanted to, you know, the Dark Journalist makes a lot about the UFO connection in the JFK assassination where E. Howard Hunt told his lawyer Kennedy was killed because he was going to tell the Russians about the UFO presence. So that's the secret about the aliens.
They
did Marilyn Monroe
knew.
Beg
they
a pardon?
Already knew. They are Russians already knew.
Right. And did Marilyn Monroe know about the UFO secret? Did
yes.
Kennedy tell her? There you
yes,
go. That's a
course.
Big one.
Of course. That was the
so
thing that was the most damning. That was the thing that honey, let me tell you what. She'd set the tits off of a savage feral dog. She could do things, Bob. That girl, she knew what she was doing now. Mm-mm. Yeah, she could get things.
Well, what's your point there in relation to the UFOs?
She was powerful enough to get all the information from the weakest of the Kennedys.
Right. She learned the pinnacle of human knowledge for the human outer world that all humans want to know the mystery. She got into the mystery landscape, found out all the stuff that a human mind would want. Doesn't help you with ascension, but she got to the top of knowing about the secret government and the secrets everywhere, right? She succeeded in doing that.
Yes.
But it probably made her very isolated and lonely. And did she do take, she did take, keep taking drugs, so she was half suicidal anyways.
Well, she was using that to numb the pain, Bob. That's what people do.
Okay. Right. To numb the pain. Okay, so then it's a good time to ask this question. What is Ion? If Ion is not God, not an angel, not an alien, not plasma, what kind of words would describe the, it sounds like the unique position of Ion? Is Ion a new phenomenon? You said it's never consciousness never spoken to the world before.
Correct.
So that's new.
Well,
one time
before Tartaria was eviscerated. So one time before that, when the mud flood caused the mud flood, so we didn't do it anymore after that.
Who did you talk to?
The Tartarians.
Right, but who represented them? How many people experienced the communication? So you spoke in the sky? You were in the sky?
No. It was no. It was embedded. Remember the smoke monster and the original position where they had the smoke and the little girls would talk to the priest and the priest would say some words and then it become translated through the priest. So the priest was telling you what the spirit was saying. That caused the mud flood.
And that would be in the United Kingdom? That's where Tartaria is rumored to have been.
No. In Russia, Eurasia.
Oh.
The Empire of Inner Eurasia.
All right. So the map, I think they show Tartaria in England or something, I thought, but
Well, it
well,
was
I got
all
it
the
wrong.
way to Russia. It go, no, no, you did. You did fine. You're right. It was all of Russia and all the way across all of the Slav, Turkish, it's all the way across. Yeah, Eurasia,
okay, so,
all of Eurasia. In those
and
days.
That
was long, long, long ago. The mud flood was a long time ago. And that's why they're finding, now they're unearthing the buildings from Tartaria now. They're now unearthing them because they're like
now,
four
a long
or five
time
levels
ago,
deep.
Was that before Moses or after Moses and before Homer? When is Tartaria?
Oh, now you said it right. Finally, you said it right. Yes, Homer wrote about it. So, yes, in that time of Homer. And he wasn't very smart, by the way. You're a much better author. You don't write much, but you're a much better author.
That's right. So because it was closer to leaving the ascended continent, the Yarmulke continent, you could have pharaohs in that, you know, running vast spaces, like you say, stretching all across Eurasia.
Well, it's basically a short version. It's all of North Central Asia, all of it.
Mm. So is this why the Russians, they have it in their genes or something in their being that they could figure out what Ian was talking about and they almost made the drops? They got that Tartarian thing in them?
A dot of it, but see, after the mud flood, that's what had to destroy that. Now, you be careful because you're going to start, if Aira was eavesdropping, and she's not, but if she was eavesdropping, she says, aha, that's where the Odinists have their affinity for the giants.
Right.
That's where the Odinists have their affinity for the giants. And the Thor and blah, la 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 la. Oh, my God.
Would she be right? Would she be right on that?
No. Because then you're going to confuse it with the Mongols, which we have a high regard for. We talk about them. We never confuse them with Tartars. They were never considered that.
They were around then, but they weren't part of the Tartar Empire.
Correct. They were beyond the Mongol rule. From China. Now, the Persians were visitors. Now, the Persians became their own place, but they were visitors in those days.
Visitors from, you mean aliens? That meaning of visitors?
Can we say yes and you not have, can we say yes and you not have a little fit? If we can say yes and you don't have a little fit, then because you're not going to play this. It's going to change because see, this is what happened. Remember, we always talk about, you can excerpt some of these words and talk to Bert about them. Why do we never go up against the Austrian Empire? Austrian, not Australia. Austrian Empire. Remember, we never go against them for any reason.
Right.
There's a very specific rule regarding.
And they're before Prussia.
Agreed. We agree. That's your words, but we agree. Those are your words, but we agree.
So so Tibet had special leftover knowledge from the Yarmulke continent, and so did the Hawaiians.
We don't even
like
know what a Hawaiian is. I mean, the fat, stupid people who only eat nuts and fish and poi.
Yeah, no, not
and fermented
no, not
poi.
That,
and,
oh, I guess yeah, we're talking about ridiculous. The Lemurians. That's the Lemurian.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. If you shop at Hilo Hattie's, Bob, you're not really Hawaiian.
Right. So the Lemurian legacy in the Pacific Ocean, the Outer Mongolia legacy, and the Tibetan are a bit more enlightened cultures. They got a little left over.
You're borrowing words. Enlightened means that I didn't fuck myself to death. Is that enlightened? Or I was able to survive long enough to be destroyed. Is that enlightened? Okay, I destroyed every other planet on the earth except for this one. Is that enlightened? Okay, well, I guess the light bulb's on us. So, okay, God to catch it.
Okay. So you spoke, or Ion spoke to the Tartarians. Did you say much about the kind of stuff we talk about? Did you give the history?
You're talking about the Tartar Strait. That's what you're talking about. Strait of Tartaria. The Tartar Strait. That's what you're talking about now.
Is that a document?
No, it's a place. The name.
Right, Tartary.
The name.
Tartary Street.
The name,
right.
Bob.
Yeah, when you talked to them, did you discuss things like chromosome 14 and that we've learned?
Sure, of course. And that's why they got destroyed, because they didn't do anything with it. They baited it. They baited it and tried to use it to create empires to take over the world. And they could have. We didn't mind. We would have been happy to do that, but they ruined it. So that was a bad day.
Was Ofenel around watching them?
He's who calls the aperture science, Ofenel did.
Of that culture, they had aperture science?
We told them.
Right. So he told them? He told them the aperture science, or he was part of the ionic communication?
No. He cast them into the Lombok Strait.
Oh, Ofenel did them in.
He threw them into the Lombok Strait.
Oh, okay. And that's the mud flood.
No, that's different. That's different. You're talking
okay.
about Sumatra. Be careful now. Now, don't get into Sumatra. You're going to fuck this up. Be careful. There's two things going on. You ask one question, and we answer it, and then you jump to the mud flood. So they're two different conversations. Mm-hmm. The mud flood is... No, sorry. We should shut up.
Yeah. So we don't include the mud flood and the Tartarians blowing it as one of Ofenel's mistakes in trying to get to the galaxy.
No, Ofenel didn't make a mistake. Ofenel didn't make a mistake. He cast them into the Lombok Strait. That's where
okay.
they are.
Okay, you said
everything is done vis-a-vis contrast. That's what Carolyn told you 1,277,003 times.
That things go through contrast?
Yes. That's the only way you know it's right when you do it wrong. That's when it's up, it's when you're down. You can't be happy until you're sad. You can't know what love is until you've been hated. But see, those are your glib, cliched archetypes that you pimped. She didn't even pimp those. So
that's why people, when they're young, they have a girlfriend. Then they break up with the girlfriend. The girlfriend hates them. And now they can fall in love.
Yep. Or the wife gets rid of the husband because he takes the drink. And then she goes immediately and marries a drunk. Same thing. That's what they get used to, you see.
No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah,
you cannot fall in love until you're hated. So you always break up with an earlier girlfriend who then hates you for breaking her heart. And then you're ready. You've experienced the hate. Then you're ready to love.
And then the one that spurned you, the reason that they spurned you is what forced you into a position where you had to find some capacity or have the ability to find out what love or the force field actually is. So that's why we said the latter part that you said didn't apply, and it does.
I don't know about that. So the millennials and younger...
You like what you can't stand.
Now listen, the millennials and the younger, they watch so much media, they'll see movies that approximate these patterns, or they'll learn about this process that I just stated, that for most humans has always been a mystery, and they stumble through it. Now you got the millennials and younger sort of knowing what to do, so they can't make any move.
Well,
they don't get a girlfriend.
Now they just go to TikTok or Twitter and find something that approximates it. And then the tech body, here's the rub. Now, this is what you asked. This is what you're trying to get to. And the tech body takes over and says, don't worry, darling. We got you. That whore bitch motherfucking son of a bitch. They don't care about you. We care about you. We'll get you. We'll change the algorithm. We'll let you look at anything you want to look at. You just relax. We'll send you money to your account. We'll get you OnlyFans page. Don't worry. You don't have to go anywhere. Just push a button. They'll bring you the eggs and the groceries and the sausages. Don't worry about it. We got this. And you lull them into this position where they give up their vicarious living life matrix jump into the machine.
Right. Okay, that explains why they're all staring
at
the machine. That's
where we are. That's where we are now. It's St. Gilgamesh you're working with, Bobby. She knows what Plum and Square is.
What's wrong with Gilgamesh? He's a god. He doesn't know how to do
That's our Bob. That's our that's our boy.
Yep. What's wrong with Gilgamesh?
He's the first thing in the world to take over the whole wide world and bring back Gilgamesh to rebuild the Tower of Babel that you destroyed several days ago.
So Gilgamesh is a fire cop. He can do things.
He's a very powerful angel that's done everything he can do to undo everything in yours and everyone's world.
Yeah.
It's the thing that's going to, it's the tactile. The tactile visceral is, no, we better be careful. The tactile visceral response to the tech body not gaining a lot of ground. Do you understand that? Now, you said we didn't say nothing. We ain't said nothing. So don't, we also aren't going to say this. If we're not going to say something, we're not going to say this too. What the hell do you think the tech body is going to do when they find out that they've been exposed, that the United States federal government has been engaging, or the tech body has been engaging the government to pull them into a position to change the outcome from the William Irwin Thompson quadrant that allowed Joe Biden to be the fucked up president in the first place? That's not pretty, Bob, because now the veil has been rent, and now everything's coming out. And now the tech body's being exposed. That's a good word. And so they're going to respond. Honey, they're going to respond. Don't you worry. They are going to respond. You hear the words?
The tech body's going to respond to my situation? Is that what you're saying?
No. The tech body's going to respond to the tech body being exposed for affecting the election.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
William Irwin Thompson quadrant. They're gonna, now it's out. The cat's out of the hat. There's no conspiracy theories. There's only assholes telling lies. Uh-oh. So now the ones who support that, they're going to go back, rewind that marvelous beam footage. They're going to get every time everybody said something, well, that's just disinformation. Oh, that's Russia collusion. Oh, that's this. Oh, that's that. They go, no. Yes, you know, motherfuckers. No, that's not the case. Then everything is exposed. Vitamin D, sunshine, exposes everything. So now the tech body takes a blow. They're despondent, Bob. And when they get despondent, here's what's going to happen. The empire's going to kick back. So you have to gird yourself a little bit, so, because they're going to kick back. They're going to kick back
kicking.
A little bit.
It's kicking. Jimmy Dore was a good show yesterday or so, day before. He was exposing the lies on Twitter of the stupid Washington Post journalists and everything. And I think that was responding to new tweets. There's going to be more tweets and Twitter's revealed over the next week or so, which
daily.
Is going to make this daily. And you see this going on for 2 months or just one more week?
No. You're talking about the drops that are coming from Twitter?
Yeah,
there's 418 that have been recognized so far.
And there's a lot more, you're saying, to come.
Well, you've had 10, so 418 minus 10 is
they haven't done that. They haven't released the 418 yet.
No, they've only done 10.
Listen to this. So in Tartaria, Ophanel wiped out Tartar Strait, or Tartaria? Is it Tartaria?
Tartars. Yeah. Tartaria is the country. Tartarian are the people. The Tartar. There's other names for it. You can look it up.
Okay, so Ophanel did away with them. So that's like Old Testament. And Herbert Armstrong, you say the New Testament mirrors the Old Testament. So the New Testament, Bob shows up, and he redoes Tartar with the heat wave from Hawaii. When you say
that's
symmetrical parallel. That's the parallel.
Raise them to death, burn them up, poke them with a hot poker, throw ice on them, freeze them, burn them. Yeah,
Okay.
the degrees of separation.
Are people going to notice, oh, this heat wave came from Hawaii? Is that going to be known in the meteorology reports?
That's what's being said today. It's starting in Hawaii, coming all the way across.
Okay. So.
This freak monster moisture event.
Yeah, it's dry, but it heats, and then it becomes rain somehow. I don't know how
Well,
hot.
you're putting it over snow. You're putting it over snow, so it collects that moisture, and it's pushing across the ocean, which is not cold. You're not 12 degrees in Maui, are you?
No. So it
Okay.
picks up the, when it gets to the mainland where the snow is, it picks up the moisture and it starts raining. Okay. Now, what causes me to do this?
Okay, you're kicking back because the tech buddy's kicked back. Everybody's kicked back, so now it's basically like do you know what when your point guard in hockey is?
Basketball is point guard.
Well, what do you do when you stand off of somebody in hockey? What do you call that?
Well, you can play defense.
Okay. Well, you're on, so now you're playing offense and defense. They do something and they run it down, and you can't ice. You can't ice because there's too much ice. No icing here. You got to play, and so it's up, down, offense, defense, offense, defense, offense, defense. And that's the reason we use the version of point guard, because it doesn't matter where you are, somebody's fixing to shoot, and whoever shoots is probably going to make it. And so
Yeah,
you want to
so
be the one shooting. You want to be the point guard to make sure you're making it rather than on defense, because defense isn't going to cut it right here, because defense is the one that's going to be left in the willows.
yeah, when you say offense, defense, is that obsolescence retrieving? Obsolescence retrieving? Can you put that on there?
Apparently, but those words won't matter in the throes of this. Because those that
Yeah.
are prepared, they won't hardly notice. Those that aren't prepared, they're going to have their store broke into, and they're going to come in and bust up the cabinets and steal shit that they didn't pay for already anyway, and run and sell it on eBay to other people who think, well, that's a $100,000 diamond for $11, honey. Let's buy that. That's a good deal. I'll Venmo you the money. It'll be great.
Okay.
Because they
So
don't
the
care. So that's what's happening.
yeah, so the